So yes, it is Thursday. It's rather damp, horrid Thursday. Rather moist and murky. And I'm currently sat hiding from horrid scouty wouts having a crafty cigarette on the stands of the Huntingdon racecourse, which is very scenic when it's lovely and sunny and you can see the sunset on the horizon and all that kind of jazz. Not continually, because that would just be rude, but no, just it's quite nice with the luscious sweet breeze of the A14 from just south of us, and it's quite lovely, it's quite nice. So as my original plans was to go and visit the zones, the areas of the camp that I hadn't been to yet, which are, I might as well name them, name and shame them. Zone 1, which is a hike and a half to get to. There's a running theme to this, you may pick it up, which is archery. I can see them right in front of me. They're about half a mile away, but it's at least 3 miles to get to them, because you have to go across a specific route, as it's on the other side of the racecourse, and they're obviously a bit anal about people going across it. So there's them, and people in balls over there running, like can't remember what they're called off the top of my head. The gerbil, you know, you run around like a gerbil in a ball, helium balloon type. I don't know. I just obviously don't use helium. I don't know. But anyway, and the other zone 7 and zone 3, I actually don't know what on earth they are, but equally they're yonks away and it's quite moist, as I have mentioned. So I do love you, but I don't love you that much to get that wet. So sorry. Moving on, however, I thought I'll give you a little, you know, tidbits of information that I've picked up, gleamed across the way, facts about Cam Jam. For example, there was this game called Pegging that has been banned recently. Basically, they would get wooden pegs, normal clothes pegs, and write messages on them. And it's almost like a glorified tag team, where they would go and clip on the back of the scarf necker. They would secretly, people would go along and clip these pegs with the name of the scout group that they're from onto another person, unsuspecting person. And when they find it, then it's their turn to then move, peg somebody else. And it continues and continues and continues. And it started off really well, and it was actually a really cool game. And all the kids were enjoying themselves and stuff. Until one person, a girl, got a peg with a telephone number on it. And she was like, this is weird. Okay, fine. So she phoned the telephone number, the fool, and it turned out to be a sex line. And she got freaked out. And from that point onwards, it has been banned. Other exquisite news, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. There's been vast quantities of, well, it's horny as hell round here at the moment. All the 14-year-olds are flirting with each other outrageously, and it's insane. So we've had a couple, two of them caught in a shower together. That was fun. We've had leaders caught having lesbian showers together. That's fun. Group of three, which is shocking in itself because the showers are remarkably tiny. But the best one, in fact, was a couple leaders whom were caught by security a couple of nights ago having intercourse on the stadium that I'm currently sitting on. They were a bit flustered, they were moved on, and then about an hour or so later, security found them on the main stage getting it jiggy again. So that's pretty much what's happening here at Cam Jam. Hopefully at some point I will be able to give you a lot more information and interviews and all that malarkey that we've been doing over the last couple of days. But until that, text me, email me, whatever, just Twitter me, whatever, just get involved, get in contact. You can always get me at dirtyboxers on Twitter, and of course lee@dirtyboxers.net on the emails, because I'm a bit lonely and moist and wet today and I just need a bit of a pick-me-up. There's just not enough coffee going around today. Anyway, look after yourselves, and I'll speak to you later. Bye-bye.